In the second week of our Lenten meditation, Alice Potts from Germany and Jersey will lead us today in our meditation. Alice, please.
Thank you, Roshi. When Roshi spoke last Monday about the brokenness of the Apostle Peter, you might remember Saint Peter, I thought that many beloved religious leaders of all times seem to have been broken men and women. They were not weak, but with broken hearts, broken by love and life. From Saint Peter and Jesus to Buddha and to the old masters who are with us here and now. And what about the rest of us? Aren't we all broken, each of us in our own way? And in this brokenness, is there anything we lack, anything missing? A reading for today from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. The Heavenly Father will give good things to those who ask him." There was a woman who whispered, "I ask you, God, speak to me." And the lark sang. But the woman didn't hear. So she yelled, "God, speak to me." And the thunder rolled across the sky. But the woman did not listen. There was a man who looked around and said, "God, let me see you." And a star shined brightly. But the man did not see. And then he shouted, "God, show me a miracle." And new life was born. But the man did not notice. So he cried out in despair, "Touch me, God, and let me know you are here." Whereupon God reached down and touched him. But he brushed the butterfly away and walked on. Then they both cried, "God, we need your help." And an email arrived reaching out with good news and encouragement. They filed it away in a folder named "Very Nice" and continued crying. Heavenly Father, help me to see that your grace is sufficient for me. Help me to see that this isn't about me. Let us not miss out on a blessing because it didn't come packaged the way we've expected it to be. Heavenly Father, your grace is sufficient for me. Please help my heart to see that it is all about us, which so miraculously includes me. Jesus, what do I ask for? Having knocked on the door many times, once it was opened, what is it I've been hoping to find? Sweet nectar? There is a gate of sweet nectar that found me on one of these mornings, and it keeps ringing in my ears, calling out to hungry spirits everywhere through endless time, calling out to hungry hearts, all the lost and left behind, gather around and share this meal. Your joy and your sorrow are mine. Bye. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. The Heavenly Father will give good things to those who ask him."